Good morning, Oregon, and thanks once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. You'll find the full details at offbeatoregon.com. Do check that out when you get a chance. But first, sit back and relax. Let me tell you the story of the legendary Oregon wrestler, the best wrestler in the history of the sport, many people think, including me, who got pinned later in his life by a heavyweight real estate dream. It's a story about Olympic gold medalist and OSU legend Robin Reed, who throughout his 20-plus year career was never once pinned. This story was first published on June 12th, 2011. I'm going to read it to you now. Here we go. In late May 1978, the Wreckers went to work on Lincoln City's most eligible haunted mansion. The sprawling Timberline Lodge-shaped husk of what was to have been the D-Lake Rod and Gun Club on the shores of Devil's Lake. It couldn't really have been haunted, of course. To be haunted, if you believe in that sort of thing, a house needs to have been occupied at some point, and this one never was. No, the only ghosts in this sportsman's paradise were the dreams of a fellow named Robin Reed, former shipyard worker, newspaper editor, real estate agent, and Olympic gold medalist, and quite possibly the best amateur wrestler of any weight in American history. Which is to say, the best wrestler, period. Reed was an Arkansas native, but his wrestling story got started after his family moved to Portland, and it was almost an accident. Quote, I needed gymnasium credits to graduate from high school, but I didn't want any gym because I was already getting all the exercise I needed operating an air hammer at the shipyards, Reed once said. I was 125 pounds and could barely hold on to that hammer, so that was all the gym I needed. So he went for wrestling instead, and quickly found he was a natural. By 1921, he was already a legend, attending college at Oregon Agricultural College, now Oregon State University, and winning wrestling matches at the collegiate level. By 1924, he had three national freestyle wrestling championships under his belt, had earned a berth on the U.S. Olympic team, and had still never been pinned. Well, the entire U.S. Olympic wrestling team traveled to Paris for the games on the same ship. En route, of course. What else were they going to do? They did what they did best, and Reed did it better than any of them. Reed pinned every member of the team but one, whom he battled to either a draw or a pinless victory, depending on who you ask. One of the men he pinned would go on to take the gold in the heavyweight class in Paris. And so in the 134.5-pound class would Reed. And there are those who believe that if he'd been allowed to wrestle in every weight class, the U.S. would have swept the gold medals that year. Quote, he had a genius for knowing how to handle the human body in wrestling, one of his former coaches told authors Jeff Welsh and George Edmonston. He was tremendously flexible and quick. He had great balance, was a keen competitor, and his ingenuity was so remarkable that he would figure out a way to beat you. But he was definitely not someone you wrestled with for fun. He was notoriously nasty on the mat. Quote, he is generally regarded as the most feared and punishing wrestler of all time, Mike Chapman writes, a man who would break an opponent's arm if the mood struck him to do so. There is, by the way, no evidence that I have found that he ever broke or attempted to break anyone's arm or do any other kind of serious permanent injury. On his return from the Olympics, Reed coached the OAC Beavers for a couple years, bringing them to a national championship in 1926. But in the same year, he was accused of cheating at a tournament, and the OAC dropped the wrestling program entirely in response. Reed spent some time in professional wrestling, but was never very happy with the flashy showbiz image of the pros. No macho man Randy Savage he. So, in the mid-1930s, he quit to get into real estate development. Reed had a plan that was perhaps a few dozen years ahead of its time. He would build a mammoth lodge on the shores of Devil's Lake. It would be like a hotel, complete with lobby, lounge, swimming pool, casino. But the living quarters would be condominiums, not guest rooms. He called it the D-Lake Rod and Gun Club. It took Reed a couple of years to get the project underway. The Depression took a huge divot out of his timeline. Finally, in 1938, ground was broken on the huge building. Reed styled his creation after Timberline Lodge, built just a few years earlier and already something of an icon for the state. It featured three giant stone fireplaces built with stone blocks salvaged from the ruins of the Polk County Courthouse, which had burned earlier. But the following year, Hitler invaded Poland. The U.S. started gearing up for the war its leaders knew was coming, and the markets started to tremble a bit. Reed also found that he was having trouble selling the concept of a condo hotel. Progress slowed to a crawl. Then World War II broke out, and Reed's project was dead in the water as resources and workers were concentrated on the fight. By 1942, he was facing legal hassles over the whole thing, and after the war ended, construction never resumed. Reed moved on. So there the Rod and Gun Club sat, vacant, gaping, full of nothing but echoes, the salty air turning its cedar siding grayer every year as the decades rolled by. Finally, in 1978, wrecking and salvage crews moved in and started taking the massive structure apart. Within a few months, it was all gone. 1978 was also the year Reed was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, and also the year in which, on December 20th, he died. Throughout his wrestling career, Reed was famous for his willingness to wrestle opponents of any weight, up to and including heavyweights. He was also known for winning. Not once in his entire 19-year career did Robin Reed lose a wrestling match. This is a record that only one other Olympic wrestler, Japan's Osamu Watanabe, pardon me if you speak Japanese and you know how badly I butchered that, has ever matched. And Watanabe's career was much shorter. But in the arena of condominium development, well, Reed did get himself pinned once by a super heavyweight dream. That's it for today's episode. If you'd like some more information about Offbeat Oregon history in general, you'll find everything at our website at offbeatoregon.com, including links out to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes, Facebook page, Twitter feed, and about 210 archive columns that you can page through and check out. The website's also where you'll find full citations to sources for this story, which include sources by Ray Whiting, Jeff Welsh and George Edmonston Jr., Mike Chapman, and Peter Bellant. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Coming to Corvallis, drop me a line. Let's grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. And by the way, Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays are much better for me than any other day. Well, that's it for today's episode. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the Ashland Shakespeare Festival, which, believe it or not, went head-to-head with a prize-fighting tournament and won. The Shakespeare Festival in 1935 was new and weird enough that the city leaders insisted that just in case it was a flop, they wanted to have a boxing tournament going on at the same time. The Shakespeare plays KO'd the boxing in the first round. We'll have that story for you after about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. In the meantime, go out and fill up the rest of your Monday with good stuff. Bye now.